Chapter 10 Miss Honey's Story. At the end of the lesson, Matilda did not hurry out of the classroom like the other pupils. She had to tell someone about the glass. She needed help to understand this extraordinary thing.
"Something very strange has happened to me, Miss Honey," she said. "I didn't touch that glass of water. I never went near it."
"I know," Miss Honey said. "I know that it wasn't you."
"But it was me, Miss Honey," Matilda said. "I did it with my eyes. I was staring at the glass and I wanted to tip it over. And then my eyes felt very hot and strange. And this power came out of them. And the glass tipped over."
Miss Honey looked at Matilda carefully. "I don't understand. You wanted the glass to tip over, and it did?"
"Yes, Miss Honey."
Small children do sometimes have strange ideas, and Miss Honey was not very surprised. But she decided to show Matilda that the idea was not true, quickly and kindly. "Can you do it again?" she asked.
"I don't know," said Matilda. "But I think so."
Miss Honey moved the empty glass to the middle of the table and smiled. "Here you are. Try and tip it over." Matilda looked at the glass, and inside her head, she shouted the words,
"Tip, glass, tip over."
And again, she felt the power and the lightning and the millions of little arms and hands. She saw the glass wobble, and then it tipped over next to Miss Honey. Miss Honey's mouth dropped open, and she stared at the glass with wide eyes. Then, slowly, she looked at Matilda. The child was shaking, and Miss Honey was also shaking. "It's not possible," she said. "I just don't believe it." The colour came back to Matilda's face again, and she smiled.
"I'm all right, Miss Honey. Don't be worried."
Miss Honey closed her eyes for a few seconds, and when she opened them, she said, "We need to be very careful about this, Matilda. I cannot explain what has just happened. It is extraordinary, and I think we should talk about this extraordinary thing together. Would you like to come and have tea at my house?"
"Oh, I'd love to," said Matilda happily.
Like all children, Matilda never thought about where her teacher lived. Miss Honey's house was very small and made of stone, with two little windows at the front. The kitchen was as small as a clothes cupboard, and there was no cooker in it. The sitting room was even emptier. There were no pictures on the walls, no sofa, and no chairs or tables. The only things in the room were three upside-down boxes. Matilda looked around, and she was surprised. Was this really where Miss Honey lived? Miss Honey put two cups of tea on one of the upside-down boxes and sat on another. "Sit down, my dear," she said. "Here's some bread for you. I never eat anything when I get home. I have a big school lunch and then I don't eat anything until the next day." Matilda sat on the third box.
"Do all teachers live like this, with no chairs or tables and no cooker?" she asked.
"No, they don't," Miss Honey said sadly. She looked into her teacup and stayed silent for a long time. Then Miss Honey asked, "May I tell you a story?"
"Of course," Matilda said. When I was born, my father was a doctor in this village. We had a nice old house called the Red House. But when I was two, my mother died, and my mother's sister came to live with us. My father wanted her to look after me while he was at work. But she was not a kind person, and I hated her from the start. Then, when I was five, my father died suddenly too, and I was left alone with my aunt. Our family home became her house.
How did your father die? Matilda asked.
No one could understand it. He killed himself, they said. But I never believed it. Miss Honey stared out of the small window.
Do you think that your aunt killed him?
You shouldn't think things like that, Miss Honey said. The room became quiet, and Matilda noticed that Miss Honey's hands were shaking. Then Matilda said,
What happened after that?
My aunt was terribly unkind, said Miss Honey. I had to do everything in the house. I washed our clothes and cooked and cleaned for her.
It sounds horrible, said Matilda.
It was, but I worked hard at school and went to a college to become a teacher. When I got my job, my aunt said, I have spent thousands of pounds buying you food and clothes. You must pay me for this. Now I have to give her all the money from my job, and I have nothing. That is the sad story of my life.